Yes, we are. It's through a great deal of negotiation with the city centre traders and the city centre management team and Derry City Council and obviously the Flat Committee as well. We recognise that there's going to be a great influx of visitor numbers during the week-long period of celebration. And it's just necessary to make that as safe and as inviting and as good fun as possible for those that are visiting and those that are participating and obviously those that are trading as well. So we've put the heads together and worked out the best solution, and some of the major streets will be closing to traffic, but obviously we're putting arrangements in place in order to allow some stocks and things to get into the shop. So hopefully it'll be a win-win situation for everyone.
With up to 300,000 people expected to descend on the city during the All Ireland Fla, with these areas closed and only open for pedestrians, local businesses now will be looking for a huge boost during this week then?
Well, yes, they are, and we have had a great deal of meetings with the traders and trying to open their minds to what to expect. I suppose this is probably one of the highlight events of the City of Culture, and it is a long celebration as well. A week is a long festival. So, yes, they're gearing themselves up. They're looking forward to it, and we're going to have a warm welcome to all our visitors, and hopefully the people that visit us will come back again and enjoy the city and see it at its best.